Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Roll out of the shadows and find that eventually. There we are and what we are is still family.
Before coming to the White House, the president and I lived lives like most families. Two working parents, I was busy, and what I found myself doing was going to fast food a little more than I'd like, ordering pizza, and I started to see the effects on my family, particularly my kids. It got to the point where our pediatrician basically said, you may want to make some changes.
That's from Michelle Obama's Let's Move video. It's part of her campaign for healthy eating, and it turns out the statistics are behind her. One in three American children is now considered either overweight or even obese. And we have to ask, if you have overweight children, how can you help them without making the problem worse? Well, we have a couple experts to explain this to us. A formerly overweight child, Abby Ellen. She's the author of Teenage Wasteland. A former fat kid weighs in on living large, losing weight, and how parents can and can't help. And Yolanda Galt-Kalanist rejoins us. She's a longtime family and parenting journalist whose work regularly appears in Red Book and other publications. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Abby, let me go to you first. At what age were you when you first started to notice that you might be overweight, and how did your family react?
You know, I was about 12, and I had always been told that girls had to be thin and beautiful. That adjectives were always linked. And when I hit puberty, I was a gymnast as a kid. When I hit puberty, I gained weight, and my grandmother, who lives in Florida, said, "You can't come visit me unless I lose 10 pounds." And so that didn't work. She was trying to motivate me, but it didn't work. And when I was 16, my grandfather died, left me some money, and I sent myself to fat camp. And I went to fat camp for 6 years, 2 as a camper and 4 as a counselor. But my grandmother, I mean, we had always been just, she was always obsessed with weight. And so when I visited her, we would weigh ourselves on the scale at Publix, you know, the grocery store. They have these huge scales outside. And the scale was a focal point in my house as well, my family. So,
well, you also talk in your book about your mother's obsession with your weight. It turned out your sister was anorexic, and now you're slim and you're trim. And did any of that kind of obsessive attention to your weight from your family, did that help you?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, it didn't help me. I would say in the grand scheme of things, no, because I'm slim and I'm fit, and, you know, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro last year, and terrific, I'm in great shape. But I think that I think about my weight pretty much all the time, and I'm aware of it, and I'm, you know, I don't weigh myself. I never get on a scale, but I'm aware of how my clothes fit, and you know, whenever something goes wrong, and I'm, you know, I'm an older person now, and whenever something goes wrong, my first instinct is, ugh, it's because I'm too fat. I mean, that's kind of crazy. So, you know, and intellectually I know that, but I think, you know, it took me a long time to get to that point because there were conditions on love, especially for my grandmother.
Yolanda, and I don't think any parent wants their child to spend the rest of their lives obsessed with their weight or worrying about every bite that they take. How do we avoid that?
That's a really frightening story, and I think that, and I'm sure Abby probably sees too, parents do this kind of stuff without thinking, and it's really difficult. When you see your children, you see that they're gaining weight, or you just worry that they're eating in an unhealthy way, it's hard not to get afraid. It's hard not to fear for what their health futures might be. But you have to keep the emphasis on the health. You have to keep the emphasis on what's going on inside their bodies and how well their bodies function, not what's going on the outside and their appearance.
Well, you say we should also avoid the F word and the D word.
You never say diet, and don't even use the word fat. Fat is such a loaded word in our society. I think it's one of the last frontiers where prejudice is concerned. You know, fat people are the butt of all the jokes on television, and oh, that fat person. People feel very comfortable commenting on a person's girth, you know, out in public. It's you know, in a way they wouldn't comment on a person's race or sexual orientation. And I think that the message that sends to kids is really, really damaging, and we have to be really careful of that. Studies have shown that kids as young as 4, girls especially in kindergarten, start with this whole body awareness thing, and they use words like, oh, that looks makes me look fat, or oh, I feel fat. And so it's not just what you say, although what you say as a parent is very important. It's the media. You have to watch your words. You have to mind the media. And it's a problem, because what happens is, fortunately, in Abby's case, she developed some healthy habits, but look at what happened to her sister, you know, eating disorders, and they are on the rise.
So, Abby, I just got to ask you, you said that when you were 12, you started gaining weight when you quit gymnastics. Could you have solved the whole problem by your parents putting you back into sports?
You know, it was puberty. I mean, puberty hit, so if my parents put me back into sports, I was too awkward. I felt too awkward to be in sports.
So one way or the other, you got to deal with the eating portion of it. Abby Ellen is the author of Teenage Wasteland, and Yolanda Galt-Cavanis is a longtime family and parenting journalist joining us again. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Well, there are lots of stats on kids who are obese. I can't imagine there aren't some pretty compelling stories in your family about either how kids got to be big or how they got smaller. We'd love to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. And we're also getting schooled this week, all week long, a series on where we go across the country to find the best practices, ways of remaking American education. That's what the Obama administration is trying to do. Weigh in on that. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.